Blog Talk Radio.
In memory of Princess Diana, who died 19 years ago today, we are going to play the song that was played at her funeral. May she forever rest in peace.
Goodbye, England's rose. May you ever grow in our hearts. You are the grace that placed yourselves where lives were torn apart. You called out to our country and you whispered to those in pain. Now you belong to heaven and the stars spell out your name. And it seems to me you lived your life like a candle in the wind, never fading with the sunset when the rain set in. And your footsteps will always fall here along England's greenest hills. Your candles burned out long before your legend ever will. Loveliness we've lost, those empty days without your smile. This torch we'll always carry for our nation's golden child. Even though we try, the truth brings us to tears. All our words cannot express the joy you brought us through the years. And it seems to me you've lived your life like a candle in the wind, never fading with the sunset when the rain set in. Your footsteps will always fall here along England's greenest hills. Your candles burned out long before your legend ever will.
At the same time, and it was the first time that I'd actually had an entire day off in what seemed like forever. So I had basically woke up, and on the news they were going up talking about her and talking about her. And then after a while it just occurred to me they were talking about her in a past tense. And that's when things just got really, you know, really strange. It was very surreal because a lot of people were expecting the news that she was marrying somebody else. She had been dating Amdoli Fayed, who was the son of the owner of Harrods. So people were thinking maybe she was going to marry him or maybe she was pregnant. But the news that she had been killed in this car accident was just, I mean, it was just beyond what words can even say. It was just stunning, especially as she brought the public back into wanting to deal with the royal family again. For so long, the royal family was such an aloof and standoffish group of people, and her, what she was lovingly referred to as the people's princess, she had no issues in, going around and visiting patients who had AIDS and shaking their hands and holding their hands, the same as going to, you know, walking through minefields to raise awareness, so many other things, and those things that she instilled in her sons as well, who have carried on her legacy. And you can see it when Prince William's babies were born and he looked up and you could see, you know, he was looking up towards his mom. He really was. And she would be amazingly proud of her boys because they really have turned into fine, fine pillars of the community. And a lot of that, I feel, has to do with the fact that, you know, the royal family, once she died, did take a long, hard look at themselves and realize, okay, we've done a lot of things wrong here. Now's the time to make those changes. So with that being said, we're going to play another song and then we'll be back to really get our show started.
In the atmosphere, the drops of Jupiter in her head. She acts like summer and walks like rain, reminds me that there's time to change. Since the return of her stay on the moon, she listens like spring and she talks like June.
I'm just gonna let you fuck with me and not do something about it? You think I'm just gonna turn the other cheek?
Ha! The push man's on, push him right back. The push man's on, push him right back. The push man's on, push him right back. The push man's on, push him right back.
Welcome back. Yeah, it is actually Wednesday the 31st of August. It is the last day of August. This summer vacation has gone speeding along so quickly for the kids. And tomorrow, most of the kids in the Milwaukee area are heading back to school. And that includes my son. And as much as I'm going to miss him, you know, as much as I'm going to miss him being around and everything, it's time for him to go back to school. It really is a long time for them to be off. But, you know, the other thing I will say in regards to it is that they don't get as many holidays through the rest of the school year like a lot of the schools in England do. But then England only gets about 6 to 7 weeks off in the summer as well. Thankfully, with the exception of a couple of small pieces, everything is ready for him to go back to school, and I'm glad in regards to that. But the one thing I will say is that it's kind of bittersweet, as this year should have been the first year that Matthew started school. He should have been going into K-4 this year, or even K-3, and, you know, he's not doing that. And that's kind of bittersweet that I should be saying goodbye. That I should be saying goodbye to him tomorrow on his way to school, you know, and shedding tears because my baby's gone to school, but instead, you know, he's not. It's also kind of bittersweet because Robert is now a junior. He only has, after this year, one more year left, and he will no longer be, you know, in high school. He'll be thinking of college, going off to work, leaving home, and all that stuff. And that's kind of upsetting as well, because he's my little baby boy. But, you know, it is what it is. He's growing up, and he's changing, and his life's going in different directions. And that's also a good thing, because that's what you want for your kids. You want them to grow up. You want them to succeed and become something. You know, and he's trying his hardest. He is doing the best he can. And it was one of those things today, I had to have a chat with his dad in regards to that, because his dad's, you know, I'm getting tired of his dad seeing things that Robert does as failing when he isn't. And he's not failing at all, in my opinion. You know, he's working hard and everything. We don't have very many problems with him compared to a lot of parents have with their kids. You know, and there seems to be a lot of criticism all over, and this is the one thing I don't get. I understand as parents we got to guide our kids and everything, but when does guiding them give you the right to be so overly critical? You know, this was a man who actually, when Robert was, you know, 4 or 5 years old, was expecting him to do college-level math, and it's like, come on now, he's 5 years old. You know, give the kid a break. Let him be a kid. And it's one of those things that I find very, very hard to deal with in regards to that, because, you know, Robert is doing really good. Robert does, you know, his best in everything. And to hear, you know, comments like that and, you know, the overly critical mindset and everything is very disappointing. It really is, because, you know, there's so many things that he could be critical about that, you know, he isn't. And I wouldn't even say critical. Oh, it's not even a case of being critical. It's a case of being supportive. And then the complaints in regards to how, why he's not close with Robert, why Robert doesn't feel like he can go to him. But if every time that you open your mouth and everything that you get screamed and shouted at, why would you want to go to that person? You know, you don't want to go to somebody who, you know, spends a better part of their time critiquing everything you do. You know, I know there's a lot of people who are in similar situations where, you know, they have a divorce in the family or a breakup, and, you know, going, the kids going to see their other parent, whether it be gone on weekends to see dad or gone on weekends to see mom, there, it should be something, that's something really good to look forward to. You know, and yeah, things are going to, you're going to get in trouble, you're a kid, that's what happens. But, you know, when my son calls me up when I'm actually away myself, begging me to make up some excuse for him not to be able to stay at his dad's, that to me is concerning, because, you know, name a boy who doesn't want to be with their dad. You know, your dad's supposed to be your hero. And it's very, very sad that in this situation that he isn't. But it's something that, you know, as a mom I have to deal with in regards to Robert. And, you know, the one thing that has to be said is that Robert's doing great. Robert was doing great with him and without him in his life. And I want Robert to have a good relationship with his dad, but now it's down to his dad to do the work. You know, it's not always down to, you know, he expects Robert to be the one who comes to him all the time, and he doesn't get the, you know, kids don't call their parents seriously. You know, not when they're supposed to anyway. You know, and I tell Robert, call mom. Yeah, we just went through that this evening. You know, they just don't do it. He's a teenager. It's nothing personal. It is, he is a teenager and feels he has more important things to do. And, you know, one day I think his dad will get it. One day his dad will see it. But right now that's, you know, that day is, to me, is far away. You know, he's not seeing it and he's not understanding that he is losing his son. And, you know, he keeps saying to me, oh, we're going to get to the point where he's going to turn 18 and he's not going to want to have anything to do with any of us. Well, that's where he's wrong, because I have that relationship with my son where I know my son is still going to want to have things to do with his mom. You know, and it's not because I buy his love and affection. It's not because, you know, I throw money on a problem. It's because I've always been there. And that's the whole point. Kids don't, I mean, yeah, kids do want presents and stuff. Who doesn't like getting a nice gift? You know, but kids want your time. That's what they want. They want and need your time. And people have got to start understanding that more, that it's not a case of throw money on an issue. It's a case of being there. It's showing love and support when your child needs it. And showing your love and support isn't just, you know, loving them when things are good. It's loving them when things are really crappy. And trust me, there are times when things with Robert are really bad. But he's my son, and I'm going to love him always regardless. I've got a feeling that he forgets that. Not Robert, his dad. His dad forgets that. He forgets that, you know, your love with your kids is unconditional. There's no conditions that need to be placed on it. You're supposed to love your kids, you know, through good times and bad. for when they're being little shits to when they're being perfect angels. You just have to be there for them, period, all the time. And it makes me sad because, you know, I desperately want Robert to have that kind of relationship. But when it's not forthcoming on the other side, you know, Robert said to me this evening, he's like, well, you know, when Robert's at my house, he doesn't want to do anything for me. He doesn't want to, you know, help tidy up and all that. And I said, well, you ain't alone on that one. I said, kid don't want to help tidy up here. Well, he should want to. I'm his dad. No, he's a kid. He's not going to want to do it. So his dad punishes him because of accordingly. A prime example was this past weekend. I was getting Robert some of his back-to-school clothes. And his dad was like, because his dad has a Sam's Club membership and I don't, we were at Sam's getting some things. And his dad went, well, normally I would buy him stuff, but it's like rewarding him for bad behavior. And I went, well, what was the bad behavior? He said, well, 2 weeks ago, Robert was rude to him. And to me, it's a case of, okay, so you're not going to buy your kid his back-to-school stuff because 2 weeks ago he was rude to him. And when I said to him, I said, okay, so I'm supposed to front all of the back-to-school costs. And he went, well, Robert's closer to you, so why should I? It's those things there that is the reason why Robert doesn't have a lot to do with his dad, why he doesn't call his dad up. Because would you, I mean, in all honesty, would you seriously want to call up somebody whose mentality is that way? And for Robert having to deal with that, as much as Robert is now allowed to have unsupervised visits with his dad, he doesn't want to. He prefers me being there because it is so hard, you know, dealing with him. It's hard dealing with that type of person on a regular basis. In fact, I mean, if you think about it, it's a very toxic situation. And I honestly don't understand why people get so toxic with their kids. I really don't. But hey, you know, my own father isn't exactly, you know, one of those people who was ever, I mean, he wasn't even there, to be perfectly honest with you. And there was always conditions around it. Well, as soon as he started bad-mouthing my mum, I was done. You know, my mum's the one who was there throughout all my life. She is, you know, she didn't give up on me, so I'll be damned if I'm going to let, you know, some men come along and belittle my mum and make nasty comments. Simple as that. So, you know, but on that note, we're going to play another song, and we'll be right back. Okay, we are back. And what I would like to just say as well is that I'm actually blessed in the fact that I do have AJ, because even though Robert isn't biologically his, he has never treated him for 1 minute like a step, you know, a typical stepchild, or not as his own. You know, this is the man who tomorrow morning will be up at 6:30 to drive Robert to school to make sure he gets there on time. You know, he's the man who's driven Robert backwards and forwards to South Milwaukee over the summer, and who has, you know, spent money on him and, you know, made sure that he's not wanted for anything, and is the one who actually helped me get him all of his back-to-school stuff. Yeah, when we deal with, you know, people like his, you know, his father and everything, we just don't get that same sort of respect and, you know, attention back. But this is how messed up it actually is that his father's new girlfriend admitted that Robert's dad helped her buy her kids their back-to-school stuff. So that tells you the kind of thing that we're dealing with, which isn't funny. It's not fun at all. But the thing is, the good thing is at the end of the day, Robert knows. You know, he knows who was there for him. He knows who's, you know, never given up on him. And to me, that's the most important part of it. So basically, you know, that's how what we're dealing with. the one thing that I will say that, you know, the other issue is, as I said, it's the continuous aggravation and belittling and all that lot. So moving on from that, there has been more unrest here in Milwaukee, especially in the Sherman Park area, where the riots were, and some people were arrested today, and, you know, those types of things have been going on, and it's getting to be beyond a joke again. And a lot of it has to do with the fact that, you know, nobody's got to the point where they can decide on what needs to be done. And to me, what needs to be done is that these leaders who all came out and said how upset they were about everything need to now come together and say, okay, this is what we're going to do as a community to, you know, make it better. And none of that has happened. You know, this acting out and everything, they've all disappeared. Literally, they've all disappeared. It's like, where have you guys gone? You know, where have you all disappeared to? Because we're not seeing you anywhere. We're not seeing you back out saying, you know, you were so disgusted a few weeks back. Where are you now? Are you collecting your paycheck from the state, you know, because you're an alderman? Where are you? And I don't know, it just actually really, really, it's irritating because nothing good is going to come from any of this until we actually get to the point where we're going to do something decent about it and make the changes that are needed. And nobody's willing to do that. You've got small groups of people who are doing it, but, you know, the officials who should be there to help them aren't there. You know, they don't want to help them. They, you know, it's something they say, well, we'll look into it, and nothing ever, you know, comes from it. And I, seriously, it just really, really, it's upsetting. It really is, because Milwaukee has the basis of being such an amazing place, and people are trying, you know, and you just don't get any help around this area. There's my zip code, and there's a couple of other zip codes that are considered the worst zip codes to live in. And you understand why, you know, government officials, the police and that lot just try and avoid here over nighttime. And it's sad because, you know, let's do something to to improve our society and improve how we deal with things. So I'm going to play a quick song because I actually need a bathroom break, because why not? You know, that's how it goes. And we will be right back.
The girl them kill our chick. Sound the ball. Some give it to, some give it to, some give it to our girls. 5 million and 40 naughty shorty. Baby girl, all my girls, all my girls. Sound the ball say,
well, woman, the way the time cold, I wanna be keeping you warm. I got the right temperature for shelter you from the storm. Hold on, girl, I got the right tactics to turn you on. And girl, I wanna be the papa, you can be the mom. Oh, oh. Because the girl them broke out on the floor. From your door on a walk is performer. From your door on a man where can't turn you on. Girl, make I see you when them upon ya. Can't stand for the long, nah eat no yam, no steam fish, nah no green banana. But down in Jamaica, we give it to you hot like a sauna. Well, woman, the way the time cold, I wanna be keeping you warm. I got the right temperature for shelter you from the storm. Hold on, girl, I got the right tactics to turn you on. And girl, I wanna be the papa, you can be the mom. Got it test out, but you know we start, cause girl, you're impressed out. And if you test out of me, if it test out, cause I got the remedy for make you de-stress out. Me have a plastic because me got this out. And girl, if you want it, you have to confess out. And a life where we need set speed, if it test him, I test out. Well, woman, the way the time cold, I wanna be keeping you warm. I got the right temperature for shelter you from the storm. Hold on, girl, I got the right tactics to turn you on. And girl, I wanna be the papa, you can be the mom. Oh, oh. So I'm crazy now, this strange traffic and a bitches and flavor show. Time to make baby now, so stop going like you, I get shady, yo. Woman, don't blame me now, cause I'm a fist and fat, not greedy, yo. My loving is the way to go, my loving is the way to go. Well, woman, the way the time cold, I wanna be keeping you warm. I got the right temperature for shelter you from the storm. Hold on, girl, I got the right tactics to turn you on. And girl, I wanna be the papa, you can be the mom. Oh, oh. It's right here, keep it undercover. Come and love all your fits and your blouse and your fussing and your jeans, I'm a wild discover. Everything about you, baby girl, can you hear when me utter? Well, woman, the way the time cold, I wanna be keeping you warm. I got the right temperature for shelter you from the storm. Hold on, girl, I got the right tactics to turn you on. And girl, I wanna be the papa, you can be the mom. Oh, oh. To the girl, them broke out on the floor. From you don't want a work is performer. From you don't want a man where can't turn you on. Girl, make I see you when them upon ya. Can't stand for the long, nah eat no yam, no steam fish, nah no green banana. But down in Jamaica, we give it to you hot like a sauna. Well, woman, the way the time cold, I wanna be keeping you warm. I got the right temperature for shelter you from the storm. Hold on, girl, I got the right tactics to turn you on. And girl, I wanna be the papa, you can be the mom. Oh, oh.
hallelujah. Girl, text you hallelujah. Girl, text you hallelujah. Cause Uptown Funk don't give it to you.
Cause Uptown Funk don't give it to you.
Cause Uptown Funk don't give it to you. Saturday night and we in the spot. Don't believe me, just watch.
Summer coming to an end and all of that good stuff, we are entering pumpkin season. Yes, people, starting tomorrow, a lot of coffee shops, including Starbucks, Dunkin' Donuts, etc., have announced they will be selling pumpkin spiced everything, which also means that I won't be able to go into certain stores as well because the smell of cinnamon, is going to start to be pumped around different stores. Which means that I can't go into places like Joann Fabrics or Michael's. My husband and my son will cheer for joy on that one. However, it is a bit sad for me. But I'm hoping, as she said, that later this week the weather's going to start to cool down, which is good because we've had an extremely hot summer. And we're going to start seeing the leaves hopefully change color, which also means I have to rake up all the leaves, which... oh, it's tiring, but what can you do? Oh, you have to excuse me. I am so tired. but it says that we actually have a weather alert for where I am, so let's see what it is. I'm just seeing what the weather's supposed to be for the next few days. And the weather alert is... it's probably a pollen one. Oh, it's a beach hazard statement. Let's see what the beach hazard statement is. Don't very often get those. So it says, beach hazard statement, high wave action, large waves and dangerous currents are expected. Conditions are life-threatening. Strong structural currents, strong longshore riptides. Beaches from Sheboygan to Kenosha, beaches particularly dangerous conditions include Volrath Park Beach in Sheboygan, Northside Michigan Municipal Beach, Blue Harbor, Harrington, McKinley Beach which is in Milwaukee, Grant Park which is in Milwaukee, Shute Park in Racine, North Park Beach in Racine, and Simmons Island in Kenosha. Wow. And I can understand if the weather was bad. But the weather's not actually too bad. It's like 64 degrees right now. Just going to see what the weather's going to be like for the next few days for the kids going back to school. Because I'm hoping it's not like crazy, crazy hot, or we're going to have some really crabby children. Ooh, tomorrow, a high of 69 only. You could tell that fall is on its way. We've got 69, then 71, 73, 78, 83. Tuesday's up to 86. Wednesday, 82. Then back down into the 70s. So, yeah, it's that cooler weather is starting to come through. And they actually said that this winter is supposed to be a harsh winter, according to the almanac. Now, obviously, you can take that with a grain of salt or do with it as you will. But, you know, excuse me, I will apologize. But, you know, they're a lot of times they're pretty spot on with some of the things that, you know, they find and that they do and everything. So we'll see what, you know, what it brings. I'm really hoping that the weather, you know, plays out pretty good. We need, what people don't realize is that we need the cold weather because it does kill off a lot of things, and especially some of the bugs and everything, so that there's a new season and everything. So, you know, hopefully, you know, we'll get through with all of that lot. But we'll see. We'll see what happens. For me, I'll be glad that the weather does cool down a bit, because with my fibromyalgia, my MS, the hot weather and everything just really, really aggravates it. So now we're going to move on and see what's going on in the news. As you can tell, I'm riding a solo tonight. AJ's on his way to pick Robert up. I'm, like, at home. let me see. Trying to see what's it's not. I'm trying to see. I'm sorry, I'm just going through, you know, the different things, that seeing what news is out there. That, I mean, people are still going on about that football player who refused to stand during the national anthem. And where I understand he has the right to not stand, I do feel that if you're in professional sports and everything, you should stand up. And also that you should at least stand and honor those who served, you know, the flag and everything, because there are thousands of people who every day put their lives on the line so that you have that right to get that $19 million a year. And it's very disappointing when people act that way, you know. I mean, it's not asking for miracles or any of your money, just asking for a little bit of compassion, a little bit of understanding. And that really just doesn't seem to be coming from this person, which is, to me, is really sad, because, you know, there's so many things that these people could do with their money, and also with their, with their fame. There are some people who are, you know, really good out there who will actually come out and, you know, sorry, I'm just going through, I'm trying to see what else is on there, who will use their fame for good, you know, and will make sure that, you know, people in their community are helped. But there's still a lot like this guy who just doesn't do anything. And then people are saying it's like a double standard, because we go, oh, you know, Donald Trump is saying the same thing, but we're trying to elect him president. Well, the thing is, as much as I dislike Donald Trump, because I'm not a fan of his, it's not double standards, because what Donald Trump is actually saying is that he wants to become president to make changes to make America great again. This other dude just sat on his ass and did nothing. Now, yeah, there are some veterans out there who are behind this guy, and there's a hashtag going around with it. But what people have got to understand is that, you know, there is there is that thing in regards to making, saying, okay, the U.S. isn't great right now, but let's make it great together, and doing something which Donald Trump is trying to do, whether you're behind him or not, at least, you know, he is trying, I guess. And then this fool playing football who's like, well, I'm not doing this because of this, this, and this, and I'm not going to do anything to make any changes. I'm just going to put my millions of dollars in the bank and just spend it. You know, so it's just, to me, it's just really disgusting how people are, you know, are reacting and everything, and, you know, how people are treated. So we are going to now play another song. I'm going to find one. Let me have a look. Here we go, and we'll be back.
For all the times that you rain on my parade, and all the clubs you get in using my name, you think you broke my heart, oh girl, for goodness sake. You think I'm crying on my own, well I ain't. And I didn't want to write a song, cause I didn't want anyone thinking I still care or don't. But you still hit my phone up, and baby I'll be moving on. And I think it should be something I don't want to hold back. Maybe you should know that my mama don't like you, and she likes everyone. And I never like to admit that I was wrong. And I've been so caught up in my job, didn't see what's going on. But now I know I'm better sleeping on my own. Cause if you like the way you look that much, oh baby, you should go and love yourself. And if you think that I'm still holding on to something, you should go and love yourself. When you told me that you hated my friends, the only problem was with you and not them. And every time you told me my opinion was wrong, and tried to make me forget where I came from. And I didn't want to write a song, cause I didn't want anyone thinking I still care or don't. But you still hit my phone up, and baby I'll be moving on. And I think it should be something I don't want to hold back. Maybe you should know that my mama don't like you, and she likes everyone. And I never like to admit that I was wrong. And I've been so caught up in my job, didn't see what's going on. But now I know I'm better sleeping on my own. Cause if you like the way you look that much, oh baby, you should go and love yourself. And if you think that I'm still holding on to something, you should go and love yourself.
For all the times that you made me feel small, I fell in love, now I feel nothing at all. I never felt so low when I was vulnerable. Was I a fool to let you break down my walls? Cause if you like the way you look that much, oh baby, you should go and love yourself. And if you think that I'm still holding on to something, you should go and love yourself. Cause if you like the way you look that much, oh baby, you should go and love yourself. And if you think that I'm still holding on to something, you should go and love yourself. Finally, I can see you crystal clear. Go ahead and tell me I'm
So, this week is Labor Weekend, as everybody knows. And it seems kind of funny that the kids go back to school for 2 days, then they're off for 3, then back for 4. And but, in England, Bank Holiday Monday was this past Monday, so we don't actually celebrate Labor Weekend. So for me, I find it really weird on certain holidays that you guys have over here. Like Thanksgiving, just, I don't know why, just still doesn't do anything for me. I still celebrate with everybody. The same with 4th of July. You know, I see the symbolic thing behind it, except for the throne of tea, and we shan't get into that or I get upset. So there's a lot of things that you guys celebrate over here that, you know, we don't in England. Obviously, we don't celebrate President's Day or Martin Luther King Day. But April 23rd, apart from being my husband's birthday, is St. George's Day. And St. George is the patron saint of England. St. Andrew's is Scotland. St. Patrick's is Ireland. And St. David's is Wales. So there's a lot of things that we actually celebrate and not necessarily have days off for, but they are a celebration. We have May Day festivals, which are absolutely wonderful. We also have Whitsun Week, which is also the celebration of the May Day festivals and everything. So there's a lot of things that go on like that that are just really great and so much fun. And I do miss the May Day festivals. And if you can, just go online and actually have a look into those and see what they're about. They are so much festivity and a celebration. I mean, it's kind of like where we have harvest festivals in England and you have the harvest over here, which is celebrating the abundance of, you know, your harvest and your crops and everything that you've got and everything and how it's going to feed you through the winter months. May Day festivals and that lot are the celebration of the start of the new growth season and getting all of that together. And it is wonderful. It's such a great celebration and such a great time, to come together. And it's been a celebration for many, many years. So that's one of the, you know, the good things. I have to apologize. I am like sitting here yawning and yawning and everything because I'm in my third week of going to the gym and working out. And I've decided to do this because I want to be around for a long time for my kids. I want to see him get married. I want to see my grandkids. I want to be around to annoy the crap out of my husband as well. So I started going to the gym. It was 2 weeks ago this past Tuesday. And my first week there, I lost 11 pounds. My second week there, I lost 2.5. So I'm at 13.5 pounds in weight loss. And I could already feel the difference and see some of the changes in my body and everything. And I'm determined to keep this up. My goal is to lose 50 pounds, if possible, by Christmas. And I've changed, like, my eating habits as well. I'm working out 2-3 times a week now, and I'm just keeping on pushing and pushing and pushing myself to get in better shape. And I can feel the changes when I'm at the gym. I work on the treadmill for 30 minutes, and then I do 30 minutes of ab work. And tomorrow after I've been to the gym, I'm going to get my free massage that Planet Fitness actually offers, which is wonderful. They have hydro massage and massage chairs, so, you know, I'm going to go in, do that, and they also actually have tanning beds as well, so I'm going to work on making myself look fabulous, but you know, it's something that is actually giving me a lot of energy until it gets to about 9:30 at night, and then I'm starting to fade really fast. And it's one of those things that, you know, I have to do. And I've been telling people about it because I want, if I start to slack and everything, to have people who are willing to encourage me and to, you know, get me going and get me moving and get me back on track. And to me, it's just, it's something really, you know, really good and worth looking into. So we're going to play another song. I'm going to find another one. And we'll be back. I apologize for all the songs tonight, but I'm like multitasking, so, but we'll be back. She's buying a stairway to heaven.
It's been a long day without you, my friend, and I'll tell you all about it when I see you again. We've come a long way from where we began. Oh, I'll tell you all about it when I see you again, when I see you again.
Damn. All the planes we flew, good things we've been through, then I'll be standing right here talking to you about another path. I know we love to hit the road and laugh, but something told me that it wouldn't last. Had to switch up, look at things different, see the bigger picture. Those were the days, hard work forever pays. Now I see you in a better place.
See you in a better place. Can we not talk about family when family's all that we got? Everything I would do, you were standing there by my side. And now you gon' be with me for the last ride.
It's been a long day without you, my friend, and I'll tell you all about it when I see you again. We've come a long way,
yeah, we came a long way
from where we began.
You know, we started.
Oh, I'll tell you all about it. When I see you again,
first you both go out your way and the vibe is feeling stronger. What's small turn to a friendship turn to a bond, and that bond will never be broken. The love will never get lost. And when brotherhood comes first, then the line will never be crossed. Established it on our own when that line had to be drawn. And that line is what we reach, so remember me when I'm gone.
can we not talk about family? What family's all that we got? Everything I went through, you were standing there by my side. And now you're gonna be with me for the last ride.
So let the light guide your way. Yeah. Hold every memory as you go. And every road you you, my friend, and I'll tell you all about it when I see you again. We've come a long way from where we began. Oh, I'll tell you all about it when I see you again. When I see
okay, we are back. I apologize for actually playing two long songs, but Eddie was on his way to pick up Robert, and Robert wasn't where he was supposed to be, so it was a case of, okay, now we got a teenager who's in trouble for not doing as he was told. But anywho, so it's coming up towards 10 o'clock, and we're going to end the show at 10 this evening. I don't like doing shows by myself. I run out of things to say really quick. Less alcohol's involved, then I can rabbit on all night long. I was going to say something, and I can't remember what it was now. I had everything lined up and all this lot. But I know what it is. There's a show that's on MTV. It starts after Catfish, and it's actually called Unlocking the Truth. And at the moment, what it is, it's about a guy who was sent to jail for a crime he didn't commit. He was in jail for 10 years for this crime that he didn't commit, and he was released. And he's out now helping look into two cases where people believe that the wrong people went to jail for these crimes. And it's been getting really interesting. A lot of people have been comparing it to, what's it called? They've been comparing it to Making a Murderer, those type of shows. And it's, you know, it's actually kind of strange in a way how, well, it's not strange, it's sad actually in a way how the police department kind of fixate on a certain person and seem to, in some cases, I'm not saying in all, some cases manage to twist things so that this person does become the guilty one, you know? And it's very sad, you know, how that actually happens and why it happens. I mean, in this case, or the two cases that they're doing, one really stands out. A 14-year-old boy was tried and convicted of murdering his mom. His mom had been beaten and shot and then set on fire in their house. And they said that the 14-year-old did it because he was angry with his mom. And because he slept through the entire crime and didn't hear anything, so that made him guilty. I honestly do not understand that, you know. And to me, they said that there was a bunch of other people who they could have looked into. Somebody saw a person walk in and through a field near where the house is, and that person was never looked into, even though they gave the police the names and everything of that person. And, you know, there's a bunch of other things and that they said that just didn't pan out and that weren't looked into. And it's very sad that that type of thing happens because, you know, a lot of crimes and all that lot, to me, would be solved a lot better if people would just you know, you can't just automatically assume one thing just based, it's like everything else, it's like all rumors. You can't, you know, find someone as being guilty for something without asking a lot of questions. And a lot of the questions that were asked, should have been asked, weren't asked in this one particular case, which did lead this guy to, he's now in jail, you know, and his sisters, who were all older, they all said, no, you need to look into this, such and such a person. And they haven't mentioned the person's name yet. You need to look into this person. You need to look into this person. They also said they needed to look into their dad, who had a very violent temper and has shown when they interviewed him and tried to get information that he has this violent temper, this violent streak, and knew enough people who would, you know, be willing to do things like that. And it's really, really is a good show. I think it's its third week this week. And it starts at 10 p.m. Central Time, which is why I'm shutting the show off at 10 o'clock so to watch it. But it really does make you, you know, sit back and think about, you know, what goes on and all of that kind of stuff. It really does. Because there's so much that, you know, wasn't looked into. It was almost a case of once the police got in their heads that they believed it was this kid, that's where it ended. They didn't do any more. And I now remember what the other one was. The other one was an assault and battery on a woman, and a guy was arrested and sent to jail and convicted of it. And they... A whole bunch of these people said that it wasn't him who was there at the shop where she got beaten up. There was this guy who had been stalking her. And even the next day when it came out that this woman had been beaten up and attacked and was in hospital, loads of people went and said they'd seen the guy who, not the guy who was arrested and convicted, but the other guy, you know, they'd seen him at the shop, they'd seen him there, they'd seen him there 5 minutes before the attack. You know, he'd been in the area, he'd been in and out, he'd been harassing her, and for whatever reason, the police said, no, that wasn't him, it wasn't him. They didn't look any further, it just wasn't him. And it's very, you know, it's very strange how all of this, you know, goes on and everything, and people just, you know, don't want to, they don't want to listen to it. They don't want to, you know, they don't want to understand, you know. You know, they don't want to look into things any further than what it is already. And it really is such a terrible shame because, you know, how many other people are sitting there, you know, who aren't guilty and everything. But on that note, I'm going to play one more song to end out the night. And we will be back on, I believe we're going to be back this weekend. I'm not entirely sure what AJ has planned, but we will have WFSR Aftermath, which is our wrestling show. And I will be back on Wednesday for Hazel Runs Her Mouth. So we'll see you all then. Good night, everyone.
Jason.
Get jazzy on.
I'm that flight that you get on, international, first class seat on my lap, girl, riding comfortable, cause I know what that girl them need, New York to Haiti, I got that 6 counts on my passport, you make it hard to leave, been around the world, don't speak the language, but your booty don't need explaining, all I really need to understand is when you
talk dirty to me. Jazzy on them.
You know the words in my song. No, I blot English. Our conversations ain't long, but you know what is. I know what that girl them want. London to Taiwan. I got this 6 stamps on my passport. I think
I need a new one.
Been around the world, don't speak the language, but your booty don't need explaining. All I really need to understand is when you
talk dirty to me.
What? I don't understand.